Hello and welcome. We are your angelic guides, and it is a pleasure and an honor to connect with you at this time. We would like to focus your attention upon the topic of abundance, as this is a topic that so many have questions about. We're asked so very often, how can I create more abundance in my life? And for most people, the topic of abundance is a complicated one. It's a topic that has many different belief systems surrounding it, many of which are in opposition of each other. For instance, you believe you're living within an infinite universe, yet you can experience lack. You believe you are the creator of your reality, but also believe that there are some things that you just can't create. When you have a desire, the instant that you become aware of the desire, it is born. And if you could perceive the desire as we can, you would see the thought literally emanate from you as an encased bubble or a thought form that's projected out. Everything in your reality is made up of energy. It's humming at a very specific rate of frequency. And as you look around your room or you look around your reality and you see everything that you've matched so perfectly in vibration that now your physical senses are able to perceive them. You see, you have become so very good at translating vibration into a physical sight or a sound or a smell or a taste or a touch that you don't even realize that you're doing it. It requires absolutely no conscious understanding of how your physical senses are perceiving your physical reality, just as you don't need to understand how your heart beats or your cells regenerate or how oxygen and blood is delivered to your entire body without so much as even a thought about it. It just becomes automatic. And the thoughts that you hold, the beliefs that you have acquired, are no more true than any other belief. But what do we mean by that? Your reality is a self-confirming reality. Whatever you believe, whatever you tune to, will be reflected back to you through your physical reality, which is why you have so many other souls that are present on your world with various different viewpoints and perspectives that are certain theirs is correct. So here you sit with a very unique perspective of how you believe your reality works, which is primarily based upon the circumstances and the experiences and the events and so on that you've witnessed throughout your reality. Some of the beliefs that you hold serve you well, and some of them repel your desires rather than attract them. So the question becomes, do you need to remove those limiting beliefs in order to be able to create the abundance that you desire? And our response is always the same, no. No, you don't. And we say no because you cannot intend to seek out limiting beliefs and not also draw more momentum to them. What you focus on will always expand. There are no exceptions. So regardless of why you're focused on something, it will expand. This is why trying to find or release or remove limiting beliefs doesn't ever give you the result that you desire. So you say to us, well, then how am I going to be able to shift from lack to abundance? I've felt lack for such a long time, and now what do I do to change this? I've prayed and I've done positive affirmations. I've worked as hard as I possibly could, and still, I don't have the physical abundance that I have asked for. What am I doing wrong? And the number one reason why the abundance that you have created in your dreams and your desires is not here yet in the physical is because the focus is on lack. The focus is on what you have and not what you have created vibrationally. If we were to, let's say, deposit $10 million into your bank account right now, right this minute, how would you feel? We want you to really take a moment and really feel what that feels like. We have just given you $10 million. It's instantly available. You have the instant ability. You can purchase anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can help whoever you like. You're free to spend this money any way that you desire. What are the immediate feelings that you have? Well, you feel free. You finally feel that freedom. You feel relief. You feel excitement for what's to come. You feel grateful. You feel capable. You feel optimistic. We want you to really feel what this feels like right now. Take a few moments. Just feel what that feels like. You have it. Where will you go? What has been on your list of things that you most wanted to do? Now that you have no resistance, you can. What does that look like? Pictures and images and places, ideas, they all start to flow to you about what you'll do now. You can spend your time doing the things that you find most fulfilling now. What does that look like? Now we ask you, the way that you feel right now about how that feels to have that abundance, to not have to concern yourself with the doubts and the fears and the bills and the debts that are piling up, but instead feeling the tremendous amount of abundance that is now available to you. Is this how you feel most regularly throughout your day? When you think of a new desire or a new place that you want to go, or maybe a new car that you want to purchase, or perhaps a cause that you want to donate to and make a difference, do you instantly feel capable? Do you instantly feel free to do that? Or do you feel resistant? Do you have, yeah, but I don't have this, that, or the other? We're going to tell you something, and it is the only reason why the abundance that you've asked for hasn't physically been perceived and experienced yet. That vibrational discourse between how you felt when we asked you to vibrationally explore what it felt like to have $10 million in your bank account, and how you most often feel throughout your day, how you think and how you behave, this is what is repelling the abundance that you desire. This is the only reason why the abundance is not flowing freely to you. Now, many of you will say, no, it's because of this problem or this job loss or this hardship. And if I could just get rid of these problems, then I'd have abundance and I could feel good and I could feel happy. And we say, no, no, it's not. These problems are a result of the focus that you have held, an acute, constant awareness of what is not working and what's not here. Because the universe is neutral. It doesn't have a mind of its own. You are the mind that's conjuring the experiences based solely upon your most habitual and dominant vibrations. And now we would agree that it is absolutely much easier to feel good when everything's going right. However, we promise you that when you start to feel better, things start to flow. However, when these problems arise, the debts and the piling up, and there just doesn't seem to be enough to go around, this is the most imperative time that you remove your focus from what's not working so that you can instantly relieve yourself of those negative feelings, feeling what it would feel like if it was already resolved. Those are two very different thoughts and therefore very different vibrations. The feeling of that this is the problem and this is where I'm at the moment, as opposed to it's already taken care of. There is a solution. If there is a problem, there is a solution. Those are two very, very different thoughts and therefore very different vibrations. And so one is drawing more problems, more difficulties, more debt. And the other thought is focused on the solution. Even if you don't know what the solution is, knowing that there is one and tuning yourself to it allows for that to flow in. Because we can assure you, there is a solution to every single problem. You're living within duality. There are polar opposites in every fiber of your reality. Black and white and good and bad and positive and negative, neutrons and electrons. There are what we like to call positive and negative triggers for everyone. There are instances and circumstances and topics and so on that instantly conjure a positive or a negative feeling within each of you. And it's different triggers for each of you. We all have different dreams, desires, interests, and passions. And you are the perceiver. So you are the one that gets to determine whether something is good or bad, whether you like it or you don't. When you're feeling particularly relaxed or you're in a good state of mind, we want you to make a list of some positive triggers. They could be absolutely anything. It could be your favorite song, inspirational quotes. It could be walking on the beach, watching funny videos, taking a hot bath, maybe walking in the forest or by the trees, or painting or drawing or designing or building. It can be anything. And we want you to write these positive triggers down. Write as many down as you possibly can think of. And you'll find that once you get going, it'll be easier to think of more because the law of attraction will naturally help you as it pulls in more of what you're focused upon. And we want you to make this list because you will have really good use for it along your 30 days of transformation. And we'll explain this in just a bit. Many come to us and say, well, I'm only focused on lack because it's my reality right now. How can I not focus on lack when it's so prevalent in my life? When those feelings come up and it makes you very aware of the lack that you're experiencing, we want you to immediately redirect your thoughts onto those positive triggers, any of them, whatever's going to work in that moment, whichever one you're drawn to, shift the thought onto that positive trigger, reminding yourself that it doesn't serve you to think about the problem, as that focus, of course, will only draw more of those kinds of experiences that are similar in frequency to you. And when you begin to feel negatively, this is the very best time to redirect your thoughts as quickly as you possibly can. When a toddler has a tantrum, and oftentimes it's about something that isn't going the way that they want, they have a meltdown, the parent will often come in and distract the toddler with maybe a new thought or a focus or a toy or a story that's enjoyable to them. But as adults, you rarely have someone who will instantly help you redirect and refocus when you begin to spiral downward in negative thoughts. And this is where your deliberate focus is. It's absolutely critical and so imperative in changing your current situation. When you first begin this practice of distracting yourself, it's a bit challenging because your mind wants to go back and review the problem. That's what it's been trained to do. But the more that you play with this, the easier it'll become for you, which is why we want you to make a list of those positive triggers that you can rely on at any time to get your focus shifted onto something else. The key to getting a very different result than you ever have before, it doesn't have to be challenging. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be exhausting. Not at all. This can be a very enjoyable process as you relish in your new thoughts, in your new behaviors, in your new vibrations, as you move from feelings of being stuck and frustrated into feeling a bit more hopeful, optimistic, and capable, and certain. Do you want to know what keeps you in a situation that you don't like, that maybe you feel stuck by, it's difficult? The more difficult that it is, the more uncomfortable you are, the more you focus on what that feels like, because your reality is very captivating. All the while, you're staying vibrationally glued to the very channel that you dislike the most. But the universe can't change the channel for you, regardless of how much you may need or want that change. So it can only bring you more of what you're tuned to, what you're focused upon. When you rely on the circumstance to dictate how you're going to feel, you'll stay stuck. However, if you can begin to separate your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions from the current state you're witnessing, you will free yourself and create a vastly different reality, because you literally remove your focus and therefore you remove the momentum, the energy source that's continually recreating that circumstance. So as you begin to remove your focus from the lack that you have been experiencing into and onto the feeling of abundance, we don't want you to get deterred or derailed by outside circumstances that are just simply reflecting the vibration that you used to give off. Remember, momentum does not stop immediately just because you've taken your attention off of it. If you were to walk into a room where the ceiling fan was on high and you flipped the switch, you were cold, you didn't want it on anymore, you wouldn't expect the fan to stop immediately. Of course not. It had a lot of momentum, so it's going to likely slowly come to a stop after the momentum dies out. But you shut the power source off, you flip the switch, so as long as you don't go back over and flip that switch back on, you are certain that that fan will come to a stop in a few moments, and there isn't anything else that you need to do. And so it's the same thing when you're making a transition from lack to abundance. Don't let those circumstances derail your transition. It's simply the result of the momentum that you were giving that focus of lack that still is playing out a bit. You're not doing anything wrong. And this is where so many people, really where most people get stuck, because they think that they're doing something wrong or that their new focus isn't working because something happened that shouldn't have happened based on their new focus. But as long as you don't go back and focus on the lack again, and instead remind yourself that that's just the old momentum, it'll stop in a few moments and divert your attention back onto something else that feels good to you, you are building new positive momentum. And the physical, it will reflect the new vibration that you're tuning to. It just takes a little while for the physical to catch up and reflect those new circumstances to you. We always like to use the analogy of thunder and lightning, because thunder and lightning occur simultaneously. They happen at the same exact time. However, you always see the lightning first, and then a few minutes or a few moments later, you'll hear the boom of the thunder. Why is that? Because light travels faster than sound. Sound is a slower vibration. And so it is with your physical reality. Your thoughts and your emotions, those are the instantaneous vibrations. You can feel them immediately. However, the reflection, meaning the changed circumstance, takes a little bit more time to show up and be perceived by you with your physical senses. It doesn't mean it's not coming. It's just a slower vibration. So as you begin to play with the exercises that we have offered you in your Money Magnet Toolkit, we want you to, most importantly, have fun with the exercises, because the more you can have fun, the more distracted you can keep yourself so that you don't go back and turn that lack power button, if you will, that allows that momentum to slow down. You want that momentum to slow down so that you can begin to build the momentum of abundance, so that that is what gains traction and speed. And the first indications that that focus is successfully shifted onto abundance is you will start to feel better. Your emotions will start to feel better. You'll feel differently because your thoughts are now placed upon something that you enjoy. And then fresh new ideas begin to flow in. Solutions to problems start to become evident. You begin to get aha moments and ideas that just begin to plant seeds in your minds. And those steps take you through that transition as an experience where you're once experiencing lack and shifting into the experience of abundance. Now, you may be thinking, well, do I have to stay focused on abundance all the time in order to allow that abundance to flow in? And our answer is no, absolutely not. You could be focused on anything that makes you feel good, and these ideas will begin to flow to you. Why? Because you've tuned yourself to everything within that frequency range. So you don't have to think about your dreams and your desires all day long. Not at all. You just have to find the frequency of those dreams and desires in order to be a match to them. Anything that feels good to you will do. It's very similar to a television. You understand that there are thousands of channels being broadcast on your planet at all times. But you also know that in order to be able to perceive them physically, you need to first turn the television on. And then, even though there are thousands of channels that are streaming on your planet, you have to tune to it specifically in order to perceive that specific channel. You don't ever stay on channel 2 and doubt that the rest of the channels are actually real because you don't perceive them. You know they're there, and you know that you have to pick up the remote in order to be able to tune to them. And so it's the same exact thing with your experiences. You are literally broadcasting on a channel at all times, and the universe is reflecting back to you a vibrational syncing, a vibrational match to what you are tuned to. So if you are witnessing something in your physical experience that you don't particularly like, it's something that is uncomfortable to you, such as lack, and you're feeling particularly bothered by it. When you allow that to become the focus, what happens is you're now tuned to that channel. And so everything in your reality will come up to meet you or come down to meet you in the vibration that you are choosing. Now, most humans allow those thoughts and vibrations to be on what we like to call autopilot. So it's not something that you are consciously or deliberately choosing, but rather you are kind of moving through your experiences like it's on autopilot without deliberately choosing that focus. But when you begin to choose that focus, you begin to deliberately look at a situation and understand that it's a reflection, just like a mirror. It's a reflection. So you wouldn't stand in front of a mirror, get mad at the reflection, take that mirror, throw it out, go buy a new one, and expect there to be a new reflection, because you didn't do anything internally to change. You didn't change anything. So that reflection won't change. Changing the mirror isn't going to change anything. You're going to get that same reflection over and over and over again until you change internally, until you change what's going on in the thought process, until you change how you're behaving, until you change something internally, then the physical starts to represent that change. And this is very much where a lot of people feel like a hamster on a wheel. You're running at full speed as hard as you can, trying, and not getting a different result. And that is simply because you're watching an experience, you're becoming very aware of the experience, you're talking about the experience, you are thinking about the experience, and when that happens, you're tuned to it. And so it becomes a different day, a different time, a different hour, perhaps slightly different setup, but overall, it's still relatively the same, which is why you can look at someone over a course of perhaps a decade and not very much has changed. They are still encountering the same kinds of problems, still encountering the same kinds of challenges, and yet it's 10 years later. It's not about the time that's passing. It's about the vibration. So we want you to understand just how capable you are of shifting vibrationally first. And when you shift vibrationally, the physical catches up. 30 days is more than enough for the physical to catch up to speed with your new vibration. And as you begin to shift your vibration, we like to say that it's similar to walking up to a really thick, dense jungle, and you have to walk through this jungle. And on day one, it's really challenging. There are tons of tripping points. There's thorns and stumps, and you'd need a machete to get through there. And you start to walk that path on a daily basis. And after a few weeks, after a few days even, it starts to be a whole lot easier. You know where you start to trip. You know where those low-hanging branches are, and you've hit your head on them a couple times, so now you know to duck. It's the same exact thing when you are now shifting and transitioning from what you used to do to now how you want to behave, how you want to view something. What you used to do is allow for a negative trigger to become your full focus and then spiral with it because it's something that's very captivating. It's something very emotional. It's emotionally charged because it's something that you really, really hate. And so that's a very strong momentum and a very strong vibration. So now when that happens and you see a negative trigger, you know to immediately or as quickly as you possibly can shift and divert your attention. Because we get so many people that will ask us, well, how is that going to solve this problem? Because so many have been trained to think that they need to think about a problem. They need to get their hands in there, get their hands dirty, and fix that problem. But that doesn't fix the problem. That creates more of the problem because you can't fix the problem and tune to the solution. Because the solution is on a very different vibration. So by walking away and saying, you know what? I am certain that there is a solution to this problem. And I'm also certain that the universe knows what it is. I'm also certain that there are many different solutions to this problem. And I would like a solution that would be particularly easy, particularly effortless, something that I would really enjoy, something where it's effortless to me. And I want to become aware of that. And then you let it go. You put that out there. And when you put that out there, now that is, like we said in the beginning of this message, that is a thought bubble that literally emanates from you, that now is drawing to it more of it. And so that solution that you've asked for is now coming to you, and all you have to do is be a match to it vibrationally. If you're a match to it vibrationally, you'll become aware of it. That's why when you're taking a drive, listening to your favorite song, or you're going for a walk and just enjoying nature, or you're just in the moment enjoying watching a baby laugh, or you're just doing something that really doesn't have any resistance, you're just enjoying a moment. That's why those are the moments that you just, out of the blue, get these fantastic ideas, or you get a solution to a problem, or you get an inspiration or a clarity of mind or something that just hits you because there's no resistance to it. The door is wide open and it can flow in. It's not because you pulled it in from some other universe. It's right here. But when the door is locked, it can't come in. The door is locked. When you're focused on that problem, this is the problem. I don't want it. I don't want to be here anymore. I've been here for a really long time. In fact, I really hate being here. That just bottlenecks the energy because it just creates more of what you have. And that's not what you want. That's why we say so many times you're doing it accidentally. We realize you're not trying to draw more of that to you, but because you're so focused on it, that's the only thing that can come. That's the only thing that can come. And that's the only thing you become able to physically perceive. It's not the only thing that's here, because we oftentimes remind you that there are so many things taking place right before your eyes, literally, that you have absolutely no conscious awareness of. And the only reason why you have no conscious awareness of it is because you're not a match to it vibrationally. You only, just like that television station, you only have access to the channel you're tuned to. The others are still here. There's nowhere else for them to be. They're still right here. But what happens is you get tuned to a channel that you don't like, and the more that you stay there, the more aware that you're there, and the more aware that you're there, the bigger it gets. And so that momentum just keeps going. And then you remember, I'm supposed to think positive. I'm supposed to think differently. Let me try that for a few moments. And you do, and you start to get that momentum going. But before it has any steam whatsoever, you shift back. Because something else happens or something else draws your attention. And because that is where the habit is, that's where all of the momentum and the focus has been, it's easier to go back there. It's like a rut. So it would be similar to taking a remote, and in the millisecond that it takes for the next channel to come on, before it came on, if you were able to switch it back fast enough, that's essentially what each of you do. You get yourself focused and say, okay, all right, yes, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to refocus my attention onto something else that feels better. And then as soon as you see something else that's negative that reminds you of something that's not working, you shift the channel back. So you never really get that traction. You never really get that momentum going in the direction of what you really wanted. But the more that you can do this, and we can absolutely assure you that 30 days is more than enough for you to shift your focus and begin to form this new habit of thought. We oftentimes, we feel so much resistance from so many of you when you have to release a limiting belief. But that's why we remind you, you don't have to release anything. All you have to do is find a way to shift your focus. That's it. In this moment, just take care of this moment, shift your focus. When you do that, not only is the universe conspiring to give you then more of that frequency, but it's also building that momentum. And when you're building that momentum, it essentially slows the momentum of its opposite. And if you can understand the magnitude of that right there, that there is a particular quote on your planet that we love, and it says that you starve your fears by feeding your dreams because you can't do both. And so when you remember that your one and only job now over this next 30 days, your one and only job is to divert your attention as often as you can. And we've given you lots of different processes, lots of different exercises and fun little ways of amusing yourself. You don't have to do them all. Pick the one that you like the best, or do them all. And when you do that, it gives you a go-to that when you have something that's triggering you, it instantly, you remind yourself, you know what? This hasn't worked for me before, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. I don't need to. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to listen to this song. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to refresh my mind. I'm going to think about something else. And when you do, you literally shift the channel that you're on. And when you do that, you build the momentum. And when you're building that momentum, now with the effortlessness that the universe can deliver all that you've been asking for to you, and now essentially you can perceive it with your physical senses, that's when things start to shift and click. The abundance that you desire, it's already here, right here, right now. There's nowhere else for it to be. And if you could allow the vision of it in your imagination to be the confirmation that you are in need of to allow yourself to believe that it's here, it would be here physically for you. Just as you rely on each of your senses individually, meaning when you hear something but you can't see it, you don't say, oh, that's not real, I can't see it. You don't doubt the radio waves that you perceive just because you can't physically see them, because you have ears that are translating those vibrations into sound. And so you know that you're able to perceive it. You consider that to be real. If you could rely on your imagination and your emotions the same way that you rely on all of your other senses, you would have the confirmation that you're seeking. The abundance that you're asking for, it's all right here. And if you will play with this concept for just a bit, if you will play with the feelings a bit, just long enough to let that momentum die out that you've been previously given to that sense of lack, the abundance that you desire will be something that you will begin to be able to perceive with all of your senses. And we want that so very much for you. Everything that you need is already right here. Your last final task, if you will, is simply to find a way to tune yourself to that abundance, so that you can perceive it. And this can be as slow or it can be as fast as you make it. The timing is in your hands. So get that momentum going. And soon it will have so much momentum in a positive direction that you will be in awe of what the universe will deliver to you. Be on the lookout for the miraculous miracles that will synchronistically continue to pop up. First being wonderful ideas and inspirations and creativity that feel so good to you, that you just feel so inspired to act on them, and you'll be amazed at what it can deliver. So we thank you so very much for this opportunity to connect with you consciously, as it really is our pleasure, it is our passion, and we thank you. And in love and light, we are your angelic guides.